This is CliffCentral.com.
How are you?
Good morning. I am very well, thank you.
So I thought we'd help you out today because clearly you're really rubbish at promoting things. I mean, you've written this brilliant book and you are doing nothing to promote it. I haven't even seen you sharing it in your Facebook.
What are you talking about?
It's all over.
I had you on Monday and you didn't mention the book once.
Oh, sorry. We're talking about stock markets and interesting stuff.
Okay, well, the book's interesting. Your book is interesting. So congratulations.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Anthea's written a book called Make Your Money Work For You. Think big, start small. Mm. And I mean, listen, at this time in this economy, you've got your work cut out ahead of you. If you think people have any money for starters, because they don't. But you're going to help people to figure out the world of investing.
So I think I can't cover absolutely everything. And what this book does, I'm trying not to be that boring. Step one, save 25% of your salary. Step two, take out a unit trust. Step three, by step three, you're fast asleep, right? So I'm hoping this book is a bit of an introduction into the world of finance. So it'll explain exactly what a unit trust is, what an ETF is, where you should start, how you should do. There's a nice little questionnaire in there about how you should do your financial planning or how you rate yourself, whether you're a risk taker or whether you're risk averse, which asset class, and I explain asset classes, you should be invested in. So yeah, so it's really, it's a book for, it's the basics. It's absolutely the basics. And I'll tell you how it came about. So I grew up in a family of finance. My dad's a bank manager. And my sister, I was on TV one day and my sister phoned me and said, "Oh, so that's what you do for a living." I thought, "You've known me all your life. How can you say that to me?" She's in marketing. Anyway, so she phones me up a bit later and she says, okay, her and her husband, they've just had their second child. They need some advice. So I go off and we have dinner and we chat about where they need to be invested, what they're doing, what they've got in their pension plans, what they need to invest for their children's future, the whole story. And as I'm talking to her, like, I can see her eyes glazing over. So I thought, you don't understand what I'm saying, do you? And so
most
that's,
people don't, huh?
Yeah,
this is a sad thing.
That's what I'm beginning to understand. Mm-hmm. Or that's what I understood, which is why I wrote this book.
All right, so here's a little letter from Taryn who listens to us. She said, "I annoy my family and friends by being unicorn poops positive most of the time. Sia and I could be besties." "But listening to Anthea on your show this week is a huge eye-opener for me and explained what I've noticed in my own life." And by the way, she's also talking about Joe, who was on the show on Tuesday. "Other than my home loan, I have no personal debt. But, and it's a huge but, I run an NPO. Like many NPOs, we rely on a small donor base. What we've noticed over the last 2 years is that donor base has consistently shrunk. Things that worked to raise funds in the past just don't work anymore, or raise a fraction of what they used to. Every month, I pick up the shortfall. This month, two of our donors didn't donate, which meant I had to put in over 6,000 Rand more than I usually do. Animals can't go hungry just because people didn't donate as much money as they usually did. And I can't blame the public. My husband got no raise last year. And his raise this year was 6%, but tax took more than half of it. So what do you do? I can't imagine what it's like for people who are unemployed or live on a pension with a massive debt. This economy has a knock-on effect for all sectors. I keep telling my kids to get their TEFL courses to go and teach English in China where they can save 80% of their salary and still live very comfortably, according to my brother-in-law who does that, and then come back with a nest egg. Anyway, thank goodness for Sia and his good news, but please thank Anthea." Isn't that nice?
Oh, that's very kind. Thank you, Taryn.
Wonderful.
So I'm a trustee of a charity, and we have exactly the same problem. So we sit, and ours is Early Care Foundation, so it's early childhood development, and we've noticed exactly the same. So every single year, it's getting harder and harder to extract money from companies. And in fact, we're now having discussions around how do we turn our charity into a sustainable business, you know, so we're in the business of education. And I mean, do we really want to compete with the Curos or the Advertex of the world? I'm not sure. We're probably a feeder for them, but sure, it's tough out there at the moment, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody's feeling it. And so the other question is, well, if it's so difficult, like, how can I possibly save and invest money? I think a little goes a long way to saving and investing. And I'm quite frugal. Like, I don't spend much. And that's just because my dad was a bank manager. And remember those Auto Plus cards, the Bob cards?
Yeah,
I had one of those, right?
I mean, you've been driving the same car.
Forever. I don't care about the car. So I have certain spoils, and a car is not one of them. Like, I drive around the city. I don't need a fancy car. I do need a lot of travel, and I do need a nice holiday home here and there. But so we each have our thing. Like, I'm not...
Sure.
I'm not completely unspending, believe me, I can spend.
But Anthea, do you deal with the fear? I think one of the things that I've come to learn over the years from talking to lots and lots and lots of people is the finance thing combines two things that people are afraid of. People are very much afraid of numbers and dealing with numbers. And then the second thing that people are afraid of is confronting money and money issues.
Yes.
And so it's both those things. Counting and money. Oh.
You've hit the nail exactly on the head. That's exactly what it is. People go, oh, finance, oh, numbers. But actually, I don't have that fear, obviously. I work in finance. I work with numbers all day long. In fact, like, I quite love numbers. So that's lucky for me. But I'm hoping that the book will help a little bit, because I actually, in chapter 8, page 140, I explain...
Halala. Oh, off the top of your head like that.
She just pulled that out of nowhere.
I wrote this. I should know.
Oh, Jesus, I don't remember what I wrote in my book. I didn't even know what my book is called.
I talk about compound interest, and I explain very simply what compound interest is. Now, it sounds like a really complicated, and I even put the mathematical equation into the book to show you that it is complicated, but guess what? There's a really easy way of doing it. And then there's something else called the rule of 72. I'll tell you about it very quickly. And this is how easy maths is. Like, people are like, oh, this is so scary. But if you know, like, if you figured out the shortcuts, or you've just thought about it a little bit, it's actually not that difficult. So the rule of 72 says that if you are earning a certain return, how many years will it take to double your money? So if you are earning, let's say, let's make this easy.
10. It's a nice round number.
If you're earning 10% per annum, how long will it take you to double your money? 72 divided by 10. What's that? 7.2 years. Is how long it'll take you to double your money. Now you know. Now when you go to the bank and the bank says, I will give you on your money market a rate of 7%, you know it's going to take you 10.2 years to double your money. Do you want to be there, or do you need to be in an equity or share portfolio where the average return per annum has been 16%? 72 divided by 16, I don't know what that is. Somebody work that out for me, please. It'll probably be 4-point-something years, right?
So it's much shorter.
4.5 years.
Yeah. So much shorter. So now you know what you're working with. And how easy was that?
Mm. Well, no, we had to pull out our calculators. But I do get
the concept is easy.
Mm. No, sure. I think a lot of people also don't take personal responsibility for their financial affairs. They want someone else to look after it for them. So they hand it over to a financial advisor, or they take up some policy and they think that's going to save them. Or worse, they let their spouse or their friends or whoever else advise them.
Or even worse, do nothing.
Yeah, a lot of people feel like living in ignorance is better.
Mm,
it's like, you know what,
bliss, right?
Sure, let me just have that credit card and I don't know what revolving
absolutely.
Terms will be, and I don't care about balloon payments because that's only in 5 years' time. It's a lot of ignorance.
Yeah, it's definitely delay. And I must say, I think my industry is probably terrible when it comes to using jargon and keeping people out of that inner circle, right? So we use like the most ridiculous terms, like it's crazy, and they're actually very simple. And I know my industry, everybody's trying to be the smartest person in the room. It's like rubbish, like
easy.
And so hopefully this book will go a little way to making people feel a little bit more comfortable when they go and speak to their financial planner or financial advisor. And say, well, actually, you know what? I've done the survey in Anthea's book and I think I'm this. And then you can have an informed discussion about who you are and what you like. And if he says, well, what about unit trusts? Where you go, are they cheaper or more expensive than ETFs? Those are like real questions you want to be asking. And he should be able to, or she should be able to explain and answer it for you.
All right, and then you asked me to do a blurb for the book, which
I wrote
this whole paragraph, and then the publishers came back to me and said, that's too long.
Yeah, she said, no, you're not writing the book, Gareth. Yeah. You're tempted, but...
So eventually I said, okay, just take the last line, which is, Anthea works hard for her money, so hard for it, honey.
And everybody loves it. Everybody.
So you better treat her right.
I couldn't even put that in.
Between you and the first lady, we've done okay.
Yeah, you got the first lady on the cover. Company. That's nice. That's very nice. Okay, Anthea, so go out and buy the book. It is called Make Your Money Work For You.
Wait,
Think Big, Start Small.
Tell them about the launch. Hey, you people are bad at
there
this.
There was a launch?
Yes, a launch. Sorry, I'm really
it's
bad
coming.
At this.
It's coming.
Oh, it's still coming.
So next Thursday...
I told you she was terrible.
Next Thursday at Exclusive Books in Hyde Park at 6 o'clock, we're going to be talking about the book and about these concepts like the Rule of 72.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. And if you're
and
in
the
Cape
launch
Town,
is free. Just get hold of Exclusive Books, events at Exclusive Books. Tell them that you want to come meet Anthea, buy the book, get her to sign it.
If you want to RSVP, you can
I'm sending you an invoice.
I just realized that's why I'm here with you guys.
All right, so
if you want to RSVP, you can email.
They have to play your theme song when you come on.
I was Gareth. I was at a conference. I was speaking at a conference yesterday, and I said, did you bring my theme song? And the woman, she listens to us every single Monday. She says, oh, I should have brought it. She says, because it's like one of her favorite things on a Monday morning.
There we go.
By the way, the email address is events@exclusivebooks.co.za.
And please RSVP, because they're organizing snacks.
Oh. And they organize wine, because this is the other thing about
how
is that the most important thing for you?
Pumi and Batabi there. Pumi and Batabi there. They go to these book launches for the free wine.
Hey, I'm that girl. I like the wines.
You speak too fast for me. All right. Thanks, guys.
All right, very good.
She works hard for the money. So hard for it, honey. She works hard for the money, so you better treat her right. She works hard for the money, so hard for it, honey. She works hard for the money, so you better treat her right. I met her there on the corner.
All right, there we go. There's Anthea. Oh, my God. That song is just so horrible.
This is CliffCentral.com.